It's not a primary, not really an election at all, and it won't directly determine any national convention delegates. Nevertheless, 69 days from now, the most committed Democratic voters in Iowa will spend several hours at their local caucus sites. And what happens there is important. The Iowa Democrats will try to convince their neighbors to support the man or woman they want to be the party's nominee for president. The last time the Iowa caucuses were truly competitive was back in 1988. They're expected to be so again this coming January. But along with the caucuses comes the familiar question, is this a good way to start the nominating process? NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The Iowa caucuses are an unusual exercise in democracy. There are no secret ballots, and unlike the primaries in states like New Hampshire or South Carolina that allow independents to vote, the Iowa caucuses are open only to registered Democrats. To win them takes an extraordinary level of organization and one-on-one campaigning. Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt knows this well. He won the caucuses in 1988, and he's now fighting hard to win them again.
You got to get people to come out at 6:30 at night. If they come out at 6:40, it's too late. They got to be there for you. You got to actually have them stand up for you in a public room. So it's a very big managerial, organizational challenge.
Iowa's place as the first step on the road to the presidential nomination is inviolate. It's written into the state's constitution, but it has plenty of detractors. Gil Kranberg, the former editorial page editor of the Des Moines Register, recently made a sacrilegious suggestion for an Iowan when he wrote an article saying that if candidates skip the Iowa caucuses, the way Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman and retired General Wesley Clark decided to do this year, it might be a good thing.
These caucuses here are sort of lunatic, that for all the attention given to them, they attract very, very few Iowans. It's a very small number of people who participate in the caucuses. And I just wanted for people to realize in January when you get a caucus result that it should not carry as much weight as it does.
Kranberg says that no more than 1 in 10 registered Democrats in Iowa may actually attend the caucuses. Not surprisingly, most Iowans do not share Kranberg's views. They predict a much higher turnout. And Gordon Fisher, the chairman of the state Democratic Party, says Iowa is a great place to start the nominating process because candidates have to spend so much time in the state, Fisher says, it makes them better candidates.
They have to do the kind of retail, grassroots politicking that used to be the norm in American politics but has since been eclipsed by 30-second attack ads. To win the Iowa caucuses, to compete here, you really have to go door-to-door, neighbor-to-neighbor, meet with Iowans in small groups and living rooms and coffee shops and union halls and church basements and look them in the eye and tell them your positive program for change.
But there are other complaints about Iowa. Bruce Reed, the president of the centrist Democratic Leadership Council, says the caucuses have a distorting effect on the primary debate on several key issues. Reed says that's because Iowa caucusgoers are generally more opposed to free trade and the war in Iraq.
Because candidates are competing to win over Iowa caucusgoers, they're much less likely to stake out independent positions that may break with Democratic orthodoxy on trade, on the war, on other reform issues, because most of the people who turn out for caucuses are hardcore, true believers who want to hear the old-time religion, not take a chance on anything new.
Stefan Schmidt, a political scientist at Iowa State University, disagrees. He says union members and anti-war activists would make up a big share of Democratic voters anywhere.
I think the typical Iowa caucus goer may be very close to the typical Democrat who is going to vote in primaries in many places. I think that there is some real serious national doubt about the war in Iraq. And I think that with jobs moving overseas and with the economy and unemployment in particular sort of embedding itself around the country, those are not probably terrible issues to raise in Iowa or in Alabama.
Schmidt says the Iowa caucuses also help winnow the field, and they can give the winner a big burst of publicity and momentum. Although Schmidt admits that this year that burst may be diminished by the decision of Clark and Lieberman to skip Iowa. Still, Iowa doesn't always identify the nominee. George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, and Michael Dukakis all lost there, but still won the nomination. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.